This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he remains optimistic about Australia's future despite the economic challenges facing the country. Mr. Albanese has acknowledged that the Reserve Bank's decision this week to continue interest rate rises is putting additional pressure on households and businesses. The RBA has been raising interest rates in a bid to curb inflation, which it says is still too high at 7%. Mr. Albanese is highlighting his government's policies to ease cost of living pressures, but says he understands that people are doing it tough.
So we'll continue to do our job of taking pressure off inflation, but also to do our job, which is provide a cost of living relief and a range of measures in the budget, including cheaper childcare, the energy price relief plan, fee-free TAFE, were all aimed at doing just that.
The federal government is set to introduce a bill to Parliament next week seeking to ban the display or trade of a handful of Nazi symbols. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says introducing a Commonwealth ban on Nazi symbols will be a useful complement to the existing state laws. People who display Nazi symbols in public or online could soon face up to 12 months in jail following a series of neo-Nazi rallies in central Melbourne. Mr. Dreyfus says there will be exemptions for literary, academic, and scientific use of these symbols.
We need to send a message that there's no place in Australia for this kind of behaviour. There's no place in Australia for people that want to glorify the horrors of the Holocaust. It would have been unthinkable, I think, going back a few decades. It is very concerning that it's just crept a little bit into the life of our country.
Qantas and Jetstar have signed up to become the first two airlines ready for takeoff from the new Western Sydney International Airport. The airlines will offer flights from the airport at Badgerys Creek once it opens in 2026, starting with popular domestic routes to Melbourne, Brisbane and the Gold Coast. The airlines are expecting to carry about 4 million passengers through Western Sydney per year, taking pressure off Kingsford Smith International Airport. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the airlines will have 15 planes in operation in the first year, making it Qantas's sixth largest airport on its network.
And I think it's absolutely amazing, absolutely breathtaking that in less, in just over 3 years, we're going to have Qantas and Jetstar aircraft rushing down this runway. So don't be here when that happens, please. They are going to be here operating from day one.
The agreement is expected to generate about 700 operational jobs, which the airlines will recruit locally to fill. Federal prosecutors in the United States have informed former US President Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials after he left office. Some US media outlets are reporting that Mr. Trump was sent a letter notifying him that he is under investigation. It's typical that the US Justice Department notifies people in order to give them an opportunity to present their own evidence before a grand jury. In sport, former Socceroos coach Raleigh Rasich has died. After migrating to Australia in 1962, he rose to become national team coach in 1970, at the age of just 34. 3 years later, he led Australia to qualification for the World Cup for the first time ever. The Socceroos performed credibly at the 1974 World Cup, but Rasich was dumped as coach shortly afterwards, Rasich claiming that authorities removed him because they felt he was insufficiently Australian. Nevertheless, he said he regarded his 1974 World Cup squad as being like his family, and his Socceroos experience meant everything to him. Rasich also coached many sides at club level and was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia in 2004 for services to football. Raleigh Razic was 87. I'm Sunila Wasti. This is SBS News in Easy English.